Hello and welcome to Kate and Kat's podcast. We run our podcast a little differently than most. Our podcasts are completely spirit-led, and we never know who we're going to have on or what's going to come up to heal. Every episode is a new adventure where we walk people through healing anything from spirit guides to past lives to inner child work, how the energies and trauma affects the mechanical workings of our physical bodies, and exploring time, space, and dimensions and how it's all happening now. This podcast is for beginners and experts alike. This can be considered explicit content to some, as we do not edit ourselves, and sometimes deep trauma work comes up unexpectedly.
And also, we cuss like sailors.
On this episode of Kate and Kat Live, we are working with Jordan. Pretty exciting to have her join and heal all the things. Even more exciting, because the first life we looked at, Kate and I were in it. Lots of people in the comments seem to be as well. That's pretty exciting for you listeners as well, because that means there's a pretty good chance that you are connected too. We heal some more good stuff after that adventure if you want to hang around and hear and heal those things too, wink. So without further ado, if you love bad bitches and that's your fucking problem, on with the podcast.
Hey! That's great. Jojo.
I think. Get over here!
Are you over here yet?
Can anybody hear me?
Get over here! Yes, we can hear you.
Oh my god.
Are you doing no camera or are you going to show your face? Either way is fine.
Share my face. I'm trying to figure it out. There we go. There we go.
Ooh, with a hair flip too. It was like,
oh my god.
Oh, hi. Oh my god. Fancy meeting you guys here.
You guys are here?
Wow, that's so wild.
That's so crazy. We're like all in one place. Well, what you want to work on?
So I've had a few ideas. I was like crazy because I had some ideas, but now I feel shifting of what I want to do. I've had like weird anxiety like all day. I'm like, what the fuck is this from? Why am I so anxious all day? So maybe
did you try grounding?
Not fully, no.
It's going.
Mm-hmm.
What were you connected to, I wonder?
I don't know. Probably for I like went.
It could be tonight, but like.
Right? Because that's what I was thinking too. I was like, am I just nervous to go on the live? But then I was like, I don't think that's fully it. Could be. I did go out for like New Year's and stuff and maybe just like being around a lot of other energy in that way. And then also, I was having.
Yeah, but like, it's the second. So like, mm-hmm. It's the second. So like, that should be gone.
Yeah.
Oh, it's like residual, I guess. Can you clean off your residual, the residual from you? Sorry. It looks like fireworks powder.
Oh, like the soot stuff? The
Yeah.
Sparkler dust.
Sparkler dust.
Oh my god. Sparkler
But it's energy. It's not like actual sparklers or firework dust. It's soot. Soot.
Soot. Soot.
What the soot?
Okay. Yeah. That looks done. So,
feels better.
That's what you wanted to work on? Or
That was just the thing that came up while I was like, okay, let's work on this. Another thing was just like, I don't know, like maybe looking into, I like to do most impactful stuff. I was thinking about maybe just like taking maybe a prompt even from your book, Kat, maybe doing one of those like daily healing prompts, or doing a most impactful that me, us three specifically working together can do, or just something that's most impactful that can help like align me with my most like highest and ideal life and whatnot. So those were my ideas.
By the way, Long Pumpkin in the comments complimented your eyebrows, Jojo.
Oh, thank you.
Oh, wow.
Eyebrows.
So clean.
They make eyebrows. So, I don't know. Do you want to work on family or are you wanting to work on
Kate, you're seeing something.
Yes. It's family, but all I'm doing is digging into it, and then it's like, it's family. And then I'm digging into it, and then it's like, it's family. And it just keeps looping. Mm-hmm. And so I was hoping you would bring something up about it, or else I'll like just keep looping on. So what do you want to work on? No. So what do you want to work on? No.
So I guess the family, because that's why I kind of like, I wanted to have my ideas, but I also wanted to see what just kind of came up. Because sometimes I can have and think I want to work on certain things, but then like other stuff will end up coming forward of like wanting to be worked on. So can we look into with the family? What
I don't know. They're in a container.
Okay.
What kind of container, Kate?
A shipping container, like a Connex. Which is
it reminds me of the I don't know what a Connex shipping container is, but this is clear. Yeah. And you can see them, and then it's got a lid. It reminds me of the that movie that I talk about sometimes, Downsizing, where they shrink. When they're telling everybody, like, oh, we've done this project, and we've downsized these group of volunteers, they bring out a box like that, and it's just got them in it. And they set it down, and everybody's like, oh, inside the box, they're like, hi, yeah, we spent a year doing this. Yeah, it was great. Darth Vader, you've seen it. There's a lot of truth in it. So that's always interesting. Mm-hmm. And then the other container thing that I think of is when like in the Alice in Wonderland Through the Looking Glass live action or whatever, not cartoon, and the Hatter's family was inside an ant farm.
Okay. I know, because where my brain went to was when me and you were doing a session, our last one actually, and we went into like some of my lives, and you were talking about how I was keeping myself in these boxes. You're like, keep like keeping yourself in like these like either cages or boxes. That's where my mind kind of went to. I'm like, oh, are they trapped?
Yeah, but why? But why boxes? Is your family in a separate box?
Am I with them?
No, you're thinking about joining them though.
Mm-hmm. And they're little. I keep getting that they're little.
To my little family in a box? Are they in like a shipping container being brought somewhere? Like how they like traffic people?
I mean, they're just not traffic people. They're just sitting there. They're like, they're all just like, they're doing the sim wave. Like, you know, like when you look at the computer and they're like, and then they're like. for those of you watching at home, I was just doing sim waves and come join us waves. Like Kate said, okay, bye. But there's nothing else in the box. It's just a clear box.
Yeah. And I probably shouldn't go in the box with them. Should we try to get them out of the box?
Well, I was thinking about going to before it happens, and I was like, well, then what's that going to do?
And it was like, clarity. Okay,
fast forward it, and then what's that going to do? Mm-hmm. And it's like, okay.
Well, let's go before.
Okay.
Oh, you wanted to infuse it with clarity first?
Yes.
Okay.
Because I was just going to ask them, hey guys, what are you doing in there? So, I mean, Spirit of Snaskip was infused all this with clarity. Please activate Kate's Baklava Healing Dallas, Kat's Tangle Roots Healing Dallas, and Kate's Sorting Foam Healing Dallas.
Wow. They did not know they were in a box. You did clarity, and then they were like, like feeling around, looking around.
You guys did not know you were in a box. We thought we were on a train. News flash, you're in a box.
The train is in that movie too.
Oh.
When they're traveling to their, like once they get shrunk, when they're traveling to, they're in a train with like life-size people or regular quote unquote people. And they're like this big and they can have conversations, but they're inside a box on a train sitting, traveling. To their new home.
Oh. Okay. So where?
Oh, okay. So did they decide to get shrunk and you didn't?
Oh.
Because when we looked at it in the guided adventures, the like Zoom class thingies, I decided to get shrunk. Kate did not. But hers was a decision not to. Was yours a decision not to get shrunk? Because they want you to come with, and in the movie,
exactly, because they're trying to convince me.
it's a couple, and they think they're going in, and then he comes out on the other side, and she chickened out. Mm-hmm. And she's, like, over here living her life.
Yeah.
And he's, like calls her, and she's like, I'm so sorry. And he's like, what are you talking about? Where are you? And she's like, I'm so sorry. And then he's just little by himself.
Mm. So do they feel little by themselves?
I think they thought you guys were all doing it together, and you're not. You had a close relationship with your family for the most part, right?
Mm-hmm.
So as you're breaking away and, like, becoming more you, are you going a direction that even they didn't see coming?
Right. And I could see that. I could see that a lot with, like, because when I think of, like, my family, I'm getting by mom and by dad, who's my stepdad, not my biological dad. That's who I'm kind of envisioning is in the box. But a lot of my other family, like, here in this life and whatnot, like, we're semi-close, but, like, not the closest. And, like, so it's like I talk to some members of the family, but so I'm seeing it as, like, kind of, like, going in the direction my parents have gone in, like, a lot of ways, and, like, them, like, kind of being in their box of, like, decisions they've made in their life and stuff. I'm feeling like parts of my life, especially with my relationship I'm in now, I feel like kind of mirrors theirs as well. And so I'm like, oh, there's similarities within it.
Well, I'm going to say that as you're talking about it, if it was connected to this, I would be, like, zoned in. Mm-hmm. This seems like what you're saying is, like, its own separate thing over here. Mm-hmm. Do you see it connected, Kate? Or is it hard to connect the two?
What with what is connected?
With what JoJo was, like, going to, like, explaining further about how she feels about her family and stuff.
Oh. Why do they...
I think this is literally a box. I don't think this is metaphorical. Yeah. I think this is, like, a
And Luna Lisa said, I see her in a clear box with breathing holes, and her family is looking at her for guidance.
Well, my next question was going to be, how can you see them in this box?
Me?
Because it's not like, like, this is channeling, but also you're looking at them over them in the box. So, and it would be weird if you were, like, on the side of the mountain while they were doing train rides.
Because I'm getting that I like, when I try to sit there and, like, envision myself, and I'm more of, like, a feeler like Kat, so I'm, like, feeling out what I'm, like, seeing. I don't actually, like, see anything, but I'm feeling, like, me holding them in the box in front of me.
Oh. Okay.
You are, but when you do it, you're, like, sorry.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry.
But, like, you shrink them?
Oh, did I shrink them? Ah.
I don't think so.
No. I really, like, can you ask why you didn't shrink? Why did you not go through the process?
I think I was chickening out. I was scared.
Yeah. Like, you would have to leave your life behind that you know in your current or whatever.
And I feel like I kind of, like, led them on that I was going to do it with them. And then I was just like,
that's what it feels like to me. So in this scenario, it would seem like if people were in a box and you separated from it, you were the one that was growing and leaving, right?
Mm-hmm.
But yeah. I keep going to, like, they're the ones that are growing and going on an adventure and, like, doing, like, fun new things and stuff. And you are the one that's, like, conforming more or, like, separating yourself. Like, I'm not ready for the next adventure.
Mm-hmm.
But in that life, why? In that life, why didn't you? Like, you chickened out. Got it.
Mm-hmm.
Can you ask, what do I need to heal about this?
Spirit, what do I need to heal about this?
Because it shouldn't matter if you...
Right, I'm getting, like,
get smaller.
I just got the word bravery.
It's of, like, you that needs to break out of the box.
Mm-hmm. And I need to, like, be more brave about it is what I'm getting of, like, not being scared, because, like you said, with the conforming thing, like, it's like a way of, like, feeling like I'm, like, comforted and, like, safe by, like, conforming to this, like, other way of being, like, not going on the adventure in the box.
But even by not going in the adventure, I need you to see that your whole life's gonna change fucking regardless, because now everybody else has left and you're still here, but now you're alone.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I know whenever I didn't shrink, I had stuff I had to finish.
Mm.
So what do you have to finish?
Spirit, what do I have to finish?
That makes sense, because you'd be like, I can't, I can't. Yeah, that makes sense.
I had to do this, this, and this. And then I ended up, but it was like it caught me too off guard. It was like
right now, we're going to do it. Oh, that might actually be connected to, like, you don't like things being caught off guard. Like, you like a plan.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And if the plans, I don't know about yours, if you have the same thing, mm-hmm. which seems like you do. Mm-hmm. But with yours, Kate, it's like, you're totally fine with changing plans in advance as long as you have control of it and you have say in it. Mm-hmm. But if it's like, everybody's going, we decided to go early, and you had no control, you would be like, I guess you're fucking going alone.
Right. It's like, oh, well, damn, have fun.
Yeah.
But then you would be frozen in it. It still wouldn't feel good. Yeah. Are you the same way, Jordan?
Yeah, I could see that for sure. Liking plan. But I can also, I like, kinda. I want, part of me wants to say no as well, but like, yeah.
Well, we discovered, like, as we looked into it with Kate, it was just not having say so. Like, mm-hmm. she's okay with plans changing. Mm-hmm. It's just she wants to have say in the change, whether she wants to change or not change. She just wants to have a say in it.
For sure. Definitely. Someone said, Long Pumpkin said, see if you can all deal with it together. Oh, would it help to communicate to the family that you're scared beforehand? Like, letting them know?
Yeah, a conversation, I think, would work, right?
Yeah. And then maybe they can talk to me and, like...
Well, just try talking to them and be like, well, like, they're coming to you and they're like, okay, there was an opening. We're all going this weekend instead of next.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, let me try that, too. Hey, guys, why are we going sooner? That doesn't make any sense. I have all these things, and then we were going to go.
Oh, well, we've got... Oh, I guess I'm... the family that shrunk. Okay, so we've got we've already taken care of our stuff, the majority of us have, so like there was an opening, there was a discount and we're gonna go.
Okay,
are they able to wait until I heal my stuff in order to go, because that's what you were saying, Kate?
No,
saying she had stuff to heal.
There's a lot of us. Mm-hmm. There's a discount.
Mm-hmm.
we're ready to go.
Mm-hmm.
We were ready months ago. So,
mm-hmm. And I'm not able to go after on my own time today, heal my stuff, and then join them later.
I don't know. You'd have to research that on your own.
We'll do some researching.
Right. Mm-hmm. It'll take planning on my own behalf, but I think I can go meet them afterward. But I have to figure out what it is I have to heal, what I'm supposed to stay and do.
Can't you heal it when you're little?
Can I heal it when I'm little?
Hey guys, the candles are on sale right now. We have candles for sale right now. Okay.
Boop, boop, boop,
I think
boop.
It's really odd that it's all of a sudden go.
Like, there was a discount.
But we would have more money when we shrank anyway.
Yeah, I know, but now we're going to have, like, quadruple the amount. Because, like, a dollar and large size is worth 400 in little size.
Little size. Mm.
So it's, I want to say thousands, but it's millions of dollars to do the discount. Like, we're not changing our plans. Like, we're not going to miss out on that discount. There's no fucking way.
Mm-hmm.
Like, this is your livelihood. This is how much money you're taking into your life.
And when they're small, are they small forever? Like, they're staying?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you have to get all your fillings taken out. You have to get, like, if you have any kind of metal in your body or whatever, you cannot go. It has to be completely, because it would explode your head.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's really strange. Like, where did this discount come from? That's really fucking weird that it's like all of a sudden. Okay.
So why don't you guys make the discount happen for longer?
Oh.
Or make it happen again. Mm-hmm. Just kind of like looking, it looks like Kate's looking for a flight. It's the same kind of thing. It's like, where's this discount? If there's a discount now, when's the next discount going to be? It could be like 2 months from now. As long as you guys are in control of it.
Yes, I can schedule the discount. Mm. I will schedule the discount.
Yeah.
Are you guys the same person in this life? Or are you both having similar...
She has a beanie on. I do not have a beanie on, but I do have really cool sunglasses.
Okay, so you're friends.
Oh.
Oh, are you both part of the family?
Oh, maybe so. Mm-hmm.
So then can we just both go together when we're both ready? So we're not having that
look
whole,
it up.
Like, being left alone thing?
Look it up.
Well, mm-hmm. We can just schedule a discount.
Mm-hmm.
Spirit of Science, could we schedule a discount that in my highest good? The time that's in my eyes, good, because then I'll just go if I know.
I'm still going, it looks like, so.
I don't know what that means.
Like, I'm taking this, like, even though you're scheduling it ahead, I'm still going with everybody because I'm already all ready to go.
Yeah.
So I would be sitting around waiting. I'm just letting you guys know.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Like, it has nothing to do with what you're doing, except that, like, I'm not going to be hanging behind. I'm still going to be going.
Yeah.
Okay.
But are they going to wait for us in the box? Where are they going?
We're going to the neighborhood that we all planned and the houses that we planned, so we'd all be in the same neighborhood.
Mm. Oh, so this is already way more than planned. I thought this was like a last-minute decision, hurry up so we can pull the wool over your eyes type thing.
There's no wool pulling, because I know that I wouldn't pull wool over.
Mm-hmm. I'm not talking about you.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it looks like I'm going now.
At the new time or at the original?
At the original, because it seemed very suspicious to me. Oh. And I didn't realize that I had planned all this out. Yeah, well, it's like if I planned it out. Yeah.
Knowing the plans.
Well, like, if I planned all of it out, then why wouldn't I go at the time? That's really weird.
No, all of it was planned out, but we were able to get it earlier. We were able to get the house finished earlier. We were able to get everything, all the stuff squared away earlier.
Well, then that sounds like divine timing. Like, that sounds like it was meant to be.
Okay, so you guys are coming. How do you feel about that, Jordan? Do you want to stay alone and finish some stuff up and then join later, or do you want to go with everybody? Because now Kate's going with everybody at the new original time, which is the earlier time.
Ever's in my highest good of like booking.
Well, if you already planned it, if mm-hmm. you already planned it and it's just sooner and you already planned all the things, that's like I don't know, cooking an elaborate meal and then it gets ready 20 minutes sooner. And it's like, well, hell yeah, I cooked this meal.
Yeah.
Hell yeah, I'm going to eat it. That's what it seems like.
I think you guys just needed to research it and then be like, okay, I can do it whenever. Okay, I could, like, it seems very that. Just. Mm. This feels closed. This life, like, that feels like all that needed to happen with that. Like, everybody still shrinks. Everybody's still good. The money still goes. I don't know if there's anything, like, the part that you needed to heal about that seems to be good for both of you, but what else needs to be healed concerning that life? Anything? Like, yeah, about where the money is, or the...
It was really rushed with the, like, all right, well, I'm going. All right, guys, well, I'm going. And it's like, it was very, like...
Yeah, we were, like, anxious about it.
Like, why, though? If everything was planned, and everything was good, then why the anxious rush?
Because it came like 2 weeks earlier.
I mean, it seems like it would be like a hell yeah. I don't know. That part's just not making sense to me.
Because you had stuff that was set. You had 2 weeks left still to like finish up, to say goodbye to friends. You had parties planned. You had goodbye. Because there's not everybody shrinking. Like, there's still a whole world. in the movie, it's to it's to solve the world's waste problem.
Mm-hmm.
Smaller people, smaller waste. But really, that's what they told you. And like the box of family was like a hippie box living off the land and stuff. But it was like so people could have hella fucking money and retire. And that's what America is. It's just all the people that shrunk, hella fucking money. And it's like, how do they get all that damn money? And they just have more money to invest and invest and invest. It's because this place is not what anybody thinks it is. But I don't really talk about that on here. I don't talk about those crazy adventures on here anymore.
Does everything look good?
It feels a lot better for me, for sure.
Okay, so where is that? If that money's in the lineage and stuff, where is it now? Like, where is that? The people that shrunk back then and went into what we know now as America, like, where is all that? That pocketed wealth? I think we looked at it before, but.
Getting like more houses, buying more houses, like investments in a way.
Yeah, to rent to people. Because they even have like a ghetto in there. Like, you know what I mean? The what would be called as, even in the shrunken, they still have very rich and very poor.
Okay.
What? They can get whatever they want. It's like ordering stuff on Wish and it comes in doll size. The doll size is what we need. Like, there's all substances. Everything is like you can get like, you know, little tiny Shopkins bottle size worth of things would get you like it'd be regular size. Schwasted.
I feel like if we're here now, it means we did end up going at the same time.
Mm-hmm. Because we went with everybody else.
Mm-hmm.
But now we're here and there's that party stage. Of like, what can we buy? We've got like all this money. What can we buy? Like, why do we need to do that? I mean, I know it's exciting or whatever because it's like living in a retirement wealthy mansion place.
Who's making all the stuff that people buy? Big size.
Anyone else in the other regular big people world that make like doll furniture and stuff?
Mm.
Yeah, it just essentially a small world. Life continues as we know it. The rich are just richer. Mm-hmm.
Wait, so doing this was useless?
No, like, we followed the dream. Like, it seems like you guys feel into it the way that you want to. It feels like we were like, yes, waste problem, waste issues, less of it. Like, go into this world. It's a lot of another, it just feels like we're still in the same world. Right? So, but you get more money. So, like, yeah, it costs to do it. And it's like mentally, it's weird because, like, shit, what's going to fucking happen? But if we're doing it to save the world, like, why wouldn't we? But once we get there, it's like, oh shit, we're just hella fucking rich. It's just retirement city. It's just like wealthy fucking.
And when you talk about the poor people, are they actually poor? They still have, they're rich. There's
no.
Pretty rich and then there's really rich.
Or no, poor. No, they're poor, poor. Like a apartment building with like all studio apartments and not even that. It's like 20 people living in it. Like it's like we have now. Prisoners try to escape, or like if they're on the run, they'll find a way to get shrunk and then come here. They have no money. They have no resources.
Yeah, because I was going to say, why did they choose to shrink if they were still just going to be poor, but just small?
Why do people choose to live? It sounds really bad, but why do people choose to live in America? Why do people choose to be homeless? Some people do. Mm-hmm. There's just personal preference. Mm-hmm. Like maybe they want to leave their fucking family and they don't ever want to talk to them again. What better way than to fucking shrink? Yeah, deuces.
They can't even get procedures for healing because they are so tiny? Really?
Yeah. Well, they can. I mean, they can get procedures, but they have to have the money to have it. And even doctors that shrink, they're not going to go to the ghetto to do it. They're not going to like pro bono shit.
Mm-hmm.
So if we're in there, we can change that because it looks like we have money. We have a whole family worth of like hella yeah. fucking resources.
Mm-hmm. Okay, let's do it.
Mm-hmm.
So I know Kate's doing a scratchy thing. I feel my tentacles distributing things.
Mm-hmm. I'm getting that we're like gathering people who are small, who already know how to be doctors, and like funding them to go into the like more like.
Oh yeah, we can start like businesses and pay them.
Mm-hmm. Like clinics,
because we can still have money. Mm-hmm. Like you can still have property out there that you manage. Mm-hmm. Like, so we need to set up resources outside of the place so we have resources steadily coming in so it doesn't just waste and fall. Mm-hmm. And then we can help people gain resources there, right? But they have that too. They have like cleaning jobs, post office jobs. It's just, it's like regular world, but small.
Yeah.
You wouldn't even know that it was small.
Okay.
So how do we keep it from getting corrupt? Because it looks like we're the ones that have the ability to. But how do we do that without being gross?
What, everybody has their own power?
Everybody has their own power now, but it doesn't mean people choose to use it.
Yeah. Their own governance. Their own autonomy.
I mean, you're moving stuff.
Yeah, it's writing fancy cursive.
And I feel like I have to like have a speech like in Times Square, kind of like, you guys took a big giant leap to like make yourself small so you could have a brand new life. What did you do it for? Why are you here? Why did you choose this? What got you to choose this? And they still have their abilities, like their energetic spiritual abilities. Yeah. Whenever we're We have to remember how to do that stuff, too.
I was going to say, how aware are most of the people that they're able to do that?
Well, if you point out, like, holy fuck, like, we have the technology to shrink. Look what else we can do. Okay, so exchange information with that version of you then, right? Spirit of it's in my highest good, please exchange information with that version of me, with current me, conducive to what I need.
Permission from that version of me to currently.
No, Long Pumpkin, there's no technology. At least in, it doesn't look like there is. It feels like eventually there will be, but at this moment there isn't.
Mm-hmm.
Without something going wonky.
It seems like everybody's kind of hell-bent on keeping this place nice.
Oh, that's a really good, like, a key point. Of, like, that's what everybody wants. Like, that. They all got roped in with the heartstrings of, like, community, less waste for the world. And then it seems like they got lost in the fucking money, which fucking happens. People win the lottery, they go ape shit crazy, you know? Could everyone have a compass that tells others' needs at the moment? That's what Whom the Hell said. What do you mean, babe? Can you be more specific, like with your core group of people or like with fucking everybody? Yeah, I was going off of that too, Darth Vita. She said in the movies, they can't go back, especially after they had their teeth removed, fillings taken out, their bodies and body hair shaved, etc. But it feels like where we went, there's no like unshrinking, but it looks like because we can create anything that it becomes a thing eventually.
So would they be able to, like, unshrink and go and have the procedures they needed done and then come back?
Oh, they'll be able to have the procedures. Mm. Everybody, like, everybody that shrunk will be able to, like, it's just like regular life. Okay. It's just a subdivision of it. It's like a Earth reality. It's like another Earth. That's all. I don't think they would unshrink because it's like playing Sims and then all of a sudden you know the cheat code. It's really hard to go back to play Sims the regular way once you already have the cheat code.
Oh, this feels pretty good.
Yeah, it feels like everything's pretty even. It looks very, instead of it being like mansions and stuff, it feels like the like Edward Scissorhand, like ticky-tacky houses subdivision. Like everybody's kind of just, that's what it feels like.
I said, can you make it even? Like everyone has to take turns actually working so everyone is right.
Well, there's it. We can, but just the way it is now, even if in America right now, all the billionaires like dispose of their money and even it out to everyone, it wouldn't stay even. Mm-hmm. People choose a life they choose. They choose their addictions. They choose their depression. Sometimes they don't choose it. It happens. But but everybody, like, even if you even it out, you would constantly be the one working and giving, and there would constantly be someone taking. Mm-hmm. So you can only even it out so much because humans be humaning, period, point blank, until they remember their own stuff.
Even when they're tiny.
I didn't know I was tiny. No. Okay, so what else do we need to do? Because we can only do so much here. It falls on like everybody's own individual hands. It looks like we did what we needed to do. Mm-hmm. Right? Do you guys feel that way?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What are you looking at, Kate?
That, everything playing out.
It's like kind of like what we're doing now. Like, you can lead a horse to water, but you can't make it drink. Like, we can go on TikTok every day and like, hey, this works. And people will be like, mm-hmm. hand in your face and be like, all right, cool. Bye.
Sounds great. Thanks.
I've presented in every form and fashion of like how easy it is, and people still don't fucking want it. And I'm like, okay, that's fine. I needed to see that too. I needed to like make it to where like it's not that they don't want me, it's that they don't want it. Mm-hmm. Which I know that, but I think I needed to say that to myself for my own healing.
Mm.
Okay, I'm clicking into that. Well, we got time. What else do you want to heal? Oh, we should merge in with these versions of us, right?
Yeah.
And do the, like, closing on that real quick. We're kind of doing it quietly because we know how to do it, so we're doing it fast. But Everybody who clicked into it, go ahead and merge in with yours. Calibrate, disconnect, anchor back in. Ripple, closing, alignments. I didn't know we were going to do a group healing. That's always fun.
Guys, we're tiny.
That's fun.
So tiny people.
Just a footnote on this. I remember being little, like, well, younger, and on long road trips, I would see the tree lines and think of them hitting my shins and how much I hated the feel of the branches on my feet. Because I remember being giant. And then... I didn't know that I remembered being tiny, but yeah. Anyway, so what else are we going to work on?
So work on, I'm down to go in somewhere that's going to be like the most impactful for me right now of like, kind of like clearing my path. I feel like I'm in my life right now, I'm kind of in like an in-between of kind of like figuring out where I want to go and what I want to do. And so, I don't know, just getting more like clarity.
That's where we just went.
Oh, was that what that was?
Okay. That's one of them. You want to go to the next one of that?
Sure.
Ask to go to the next one of that.
Certainly, please take us to the next one of that.
The song it. Material girl just started playing. Am I living in a material world? And I am a material girl.
Ooh, ooh, doo, 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 doo. Oh, oh. Sorry. Oh, are we in the 80s?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, it feels like we're skipping down hills of concrete with houses on the side.
I think the movie Chasing, what is it? It's not Chasing Amy. What's the one with Madonna where she's trying to find herself and she's in New York City?
What? Uptown Girl?
No.
I don't know.
Sorry.
Madonna. In
that's got Brittany Murphy in it. Uptown Girl. It's her first. Yeah, Desperately Seeking Susan. Feels like that.
Desperately Seeking Madonna.
Well, I said money is the theme for both.
Oh.
Are you part of Madonna's Oversoul? We don't see you as many females.
Seeing if I can merge in, I feel like I am.
It's going in, but it's slow. Mm-hmm. Madonna's still alive, and I don't think she wants us to heal her stuff.
Mm-mm.
So let's not merge in with her. Let's just heal...
Your part instead.
Your part of it instead. Because, like, we're not going to intrude.
Why not, Madonna?
She's healing just fine. How can you be what you wanted to be? You're frozen when your heart's not open.
Thanks.
Her in 2021.
Oh my God.
On TikTok.
Bruh.
If I could. For those of you listening at home, I did super face zoom on the screen like Madonna did in 2021 on TikTok. Okay, bye.
It was great. 10 out of 10.
So in that movie, and I'm not going to go specifically on the movies on this one because luckily I don't remember it that well. So
luckily?
Yeah, because I feel like I don't want there to be any kind of, like, I don't know, too much of it, if that makes any sense.
Like a bias?
Yeah, like a bias.
Okay.
So, if, like Kate said, hearing the music and, like skipping down the hill with the concrete and stuff in the city, I'm pretty sure in that movie, I don't know if she already lived in New York City or... She moved there, but she was definitely trying to find herself, and other people were trying to find her.
Mm.
She was an uptown the whole time, guys.
She was an uptown girl, didn't you hear, Kate?
What were you like running from? What was the materials? Like, what was the point of this? It seemed like a really cool adventure.
That reminds me of the Eloise books, and I don't know anything about those.
I know. I just watched the Eloise, the Christmas movie, though.
Did you?
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
And with that, too, it was like watching it, like her mom was like very absent. Like she had all these things, but she didn't have like the one thing that actually mattered, which was like her mom's time and attention. She had a nanny that watched her all the time.
Yeah, I don't know anything about Eloise.
Our candles are now alive. Okay. I don't even know what y'all are talking about. Eloise. Some kind of book movie.
Yeah.
Sounds great.
Some kind of book movie.
And she was in New York too, actually. It's about a little girl who lives in New York in a hotel. And she just kind of like causes mischief within the hotel. But she lives in the hotel.
The plaza, right?
Yeah, the plaza.
I learned that from Dylan on TikTok. Because that was on her whatever board, dream board, vision board.
Eloise was?
Like to live or to stay in that hotel or whatever.
Okay.
And she ended up staying in the plaza in 2023 when she went live or whatever on her 365th day. Yeah.
So what do you need to do here?
Because you're very all of that stuff. So what are you doing?
What is there to heal here?
I'm getting, like, the chase. A healing of, like, the chase for material.
Oh, well, like, the reason behind?
The chase makes sense for you based off of what we've talked about before. Mm-hmm. But the chase of material doesn't make sense to me. Mm-hmm. So what are you feeling, like, about it?
My, like, attention in that way, getting that as well, like, whether it be from, like, the family. So I'm getting a lot of the Eloise, like, family stuff with it, too.
Well, that's what you wanted to heal. Pathways and stuff. Oh, family came up. That's not exactly what you wanted to heal.
Someone said skip through the town. Who was the orphan girl?
This is making my mouth tingle. I don't know what that means.
Why are you chasing this material? Is this how you, maybe it's how she transmutes? Is that why your mouth is tingling? What are you trying to, what are you chasing? Like, it keeps, I just don't get it, I guess. It just keeps looping on, like, what are you chasing? What are you going after? What's the goal here?
I think the goal is just the chase.
Mm-hmm. Oh, it's just fun.
Mm-hmm. Well, what there's a battle that Jordan has because she loves the excitement of the chase, of, like, the new adventures and stuff, but she also deeply, deeply wants to, like, quote unquote, settle down. Mm-hmm. And those two seem to conflict a lot in her life.
Shopping makes you feel good, like the dopamine hit. Someone said it feels like numbing spray.
Yeah, the mouth does.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
Some girls love, and love, okay with me.
Yeah, so I think I'm getting a lot with that, with, like, the shopping makes you feel good, like the dopamine hit, and, like, the chase kind of does. It's, like, releasing stuff in my brain of, like...
Okay, but what hole are you trying to fill? Because you should be able to, like, have fun and do the chase and also have fun and settle down. You don't need one or the other. That's the thing.
This feels very tied in with the family thing. Like getting left behind again.
What, like if you run first, then you don't get left behind? Like that?
Or even like feeling comfortable running at my own pace. I feel like I have to run at everybody else's pace so I don't get left behind from everyone. And that's weird because it ties in too to like our first session with the mentorship program where we were healing my relationship with alcohol, and we like went in and we saw that I like didn't want to be like left out from the things. Yeah. So that's why I went and like participated with everybody.
So it's, but like, you again in that you still were able to participate but do it where you're in control of it at your pace. You didn't have to just not do it.
Exactly. So I think that's like putting that in like this version of me's head of like allowing them to know that I can like still go at my,
you know, own one of the pace. Things I talked to you about, like when it came to the music stuff, like when you think of music, you think of like being on the stage, being there in front of everybody or in the booth and like having the crowd in front of you and stuff. But when I went to it, it was like, you don't have to have all or nothing. You can put music out on YouTube, on Spotify. You can release a little at a time and do that as well. You can have the thrill of that on the weekend. It doesn't have to be all or nothing. And for some reason, you, no matter logically how much you know, it doesn't have to be all or nothing. you're 100% still like, okay, it's either this or this.
Yeah. Very black and white, wasn't it?
What, do you need to, like, infuse yourself in this life with gray thinking?
Spirit, please infuse this vision with gray thinking.
I don't think they knew that that existed. There's like, and very, very just
my mouth isn't numb anymore, though. That's cute. Thanks.
Speed that up. There's all these new opportunities and all these new things. Now they're like happily skipping without shopping bags. Mm-mm. It's really funny. Up down girl.
You've been living in a That's really a lot slower. The uptown, it's an uptown but slower. Feels good. And they're still talking about you. So that's kind of nice. There's still like a nice little spotlight, but it's like uptown girl. She was living in her whatever the fuck the lyrics are. Uptown world. Blah 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 blah. Ooh wee ooh wee ooh wee ooh wee.
Ay, 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 ay. Ooh. Fancy says, skip through that town, girl. Yeah.
Yes. Skip.
Skip, bitch. That's how you get asked to be in the music videos, and that's how you get asked to be like you don't lose your sparkle this way. It's not manic. It's not nervous. It's confident. It's yeah. sparkly. Mm-hmm. It's still thriving.
Yeah, with less of that like anxious attachment to it.
Yeah.
Right. And there's not, it doesn't seem like there's a desire of like, running away from or running to something. It's just literally like, I'm running, bitch. Mm-hmm. I just felt like running.
I just felt like running. Coach told me to go get the football, so I went and I got the football. What else do you need to do here? Anything? It's cool.
Well, I think we're
pretty- That feels really good. That gray thought like mm-hmm. seemed to level a lot of shit out. Mm-hmm. Like that gray thinking, it really did. Can you put the levels of the Gemini and Sagittarius energy back to balance divine working order? They were battling, but they were battling, and they do the exact same thing, but in opposite directions. And it was like, wow, guys, you're both pretty. Shut up.
I'm going to fire my arrows, not at you.
Ow.
Speed that up.
Not saying it was in her sign or chart or anything. It's just the energy of it. I'm just putting that out there for anybody, like, as a clarity that anybody can do it. Like, if you have, like, you can put the balance of Capricorn and Cancer energy together for, like, that father-mother kind of energy, or the Virgo-Pisces for the practical and dreamer, like, and so on and so forth. Taurus and Scorpio, you can put all of the energies of all the balances, and then earth, air, sun, or earth, air, fire, wind, you can put all of it to balance, and you can heal all parts of those houses and things in your own personal chart as well. I'll put your whole chart in balanced divine working order. In that life and in this one. Shit, you might have just helped Madonna become Madonna, for fuck's sakes. Like, if you healed that part, because she does. She blazes, but she's not running from anything. She's just who the fuck she is. Mm-hmm. She'll go fuck. Is this what you want? It is. You just didn't know it yet.
In the next video was this. It was like, it was fucking funny.
Okay, merge with this version of you. Exchange information so that, like, we should just add that specifically to that healing. Like, you do it naturally every time, and I've started to start doing it more, but, like, it's such a big step, that exchanging information.
Oh, which step? Sorry. The
exchanging merging? Information into the merging step.
Merging.
Like, okay. How we added the, like, calibrate, disconnect, and anchor back into correct dimensional forms, we need to add exchange information. We're going to be going over that more in our guided adventures this month, looking into the oversouls, just in case anybody wants to join for a little thing.
Yay!
How does that feel, Jordan?
Feels a lot better. I feel like I, like, for a minute, like when we were first going into stuff, like it was really hot in, like, my center right here. Now I feel like a lot of energy is, like, moved through that. It's less, like, really hot, potent energy right there. I feel like I've moved through a lot of stuff.
Yeah, there's, like, you've got your core back.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Feel good. Yeah. Feel good. That's it then. We be done.
Okay. Do you want to do the close ups or closings, or would you rather go to the videos?
Yeah, well, I'd rather do it right now.
Okay. You ready?
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Okay. You want to do it, Kat? You want me to do it, or you don't care?
Okay.
Okay. All right. Dear Kat, good. Please activate the close-up slash sign-off to all of this. The calibration healing to all this.
The calibration healing to all this.
The alignment healing to all this.
The alignment healing to all this.
The merging healing to all this.
The merging healing to all this.
The timeline healing to all this. The timeline so-up healing to all this.
The timeline so-up healing.
The ripple healing to all this. The speed up healing to all this. Please close the book on all dead timelines.
That one's pretty big.
Speed that up too.
How?
Spirit is not as good. Please copy and paste all of this.
Spirit is not as good. Please copy and paste all of this.
To all forms and versions of me.
All forms and versions of me.
That need it.
Need it.
Throughout time.
Time.
Space, spaces in between.
Space, spaces in between.
All dimensions and forms.
All dimensions and forms.
Up, down.
Up, down.
Left, right, side to side.
Left, right, side to side.
Front to back.
Front to back.
Conducive to what they each need.
Conducive to what they each need.
To the residual.
To the residual.
To the thing down, flip it, and reverse it.
To the thing down, flip it, and reverse it.
And all four quadrants.
And all four quadrants.
Please activate the brain aneurysm healing to all of this.
Please activate the brain aneurysm healing to all of this.
The blowout healing to all of this.
The blowout healing to all of this.
And the sensory overload healing to all of this.
And the sensory overload healing to all of this.
And please safety wire all of this down.
Please safety wire all this down.
Conducive.
Conducive.
Spirit, if it's in my highest good.
Spirit, if it's in my highest good.
Please undo anything and everything.
Please undo anything and everything.
That we were not supposed to do here.
We were not supposed to do here.
Or that was not in the highest good.
Or that was not in the highest good.
All right, Kat, do you have anything else?
Yes, I have to add something that I thought of while we were doing the closing statements.
Okay.
Speaking of the thing that came up at the beginning or the first half where it was like the wealth just keep, or the rich just keep getting richer and the poor just keep getting poorer or whatever. When we think of money as a physical thing like that, like a supply of it, it makes you stuck. If you think that you are chasing a pile of money, you are not realizing all the money that is around you. Also, if everybody can remember that they have the ability to heal, that they have the ability to have control of their life, that they have the ability to do and be whatever they want to be, they actually have the opportunity to have all the wealth in the world. They can have opportunities, health, healing. And just on a side note, not that it matters, but I basically doubled my income from January of 2023 to December of 2023. I didn't know I did. I didn't even notice because I wasn't worried about the dollar. I was just healing. Everybody has that opportunity there. The only one that you're fighting isn't the man, it's yourself. That's all. You're I just wanted man. To add that.
You're the man.
Damn the man. Save the empire.
You ever think about that? All right, y'all. Don't forget to disconnect.
Mm-hmm.
Bye, love y'all. Bye.
Bye.
To book a dual session with Kate and Kat, visit either of our websites listed in the description of this video. For a spirit guide reading, you can book with Captain Kate at www.captainkate.com. For a one-on-one trauma healing session with Cat and Boots, you can visit www.catandboots138.com.